President Bush plans to go to Wall Street tomorrow to address the investor confidence crisis in the financial markets. The president's much-anticipated speech follows a weekend in which the Senate Democratic leader called for the resignation of the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and a Senate committee concluded that Enron's board of directors bears some responsibility for the company's collapse. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What do you expect the president to say tomorrow?
Well, he's going to talk about, according to all reports, a crackdown on the bad apples, as he's previously described them, a few bad apples at the top of some corporations, calling for criminal penalties as well as fines, so that some of these guys knowingly giving misleading reports about their company's finances could go to jail. Now, this could be very well received, but there are others, particularly Senator Paul Sarbanes, chairman of the Banking Committee in the Senate, who has his own bill before the Senate. They say the problem isn't just jailing people. It is a systemic problem in these corporations and the way they do business. And his bill attempts to solve that by creating a new oversight board for the accountants, crackdown on the business that auditors can do aside from auditing, and on insider trading. The real question is whether the president will get behind that bill.
The president goes into this speech with some recently resurrected accusations about his actions as a corporate director and accusations against Vice President Cheney for actions he took as CEO of Halliburton.
And the Democrats are having a very good time with this. The president was exonerated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, saying he didn't do anything illegal or improper on insider trading charges. But the Democrats won't let it go. Tom Daschle, the leader, yesterday called on the president to tell the SEC to reveal all, let out all of the papers about that investigation. And then the question of Vice President Cheney as head of Halliburton and its accounting practices is something that that they also are eager to talk about. But look, the much bigger problem is the perception of the Republican Party as the party of big business. It's been their Achilles heel since Herbert Hoover, and the Democrats have always been able to run on it if the Republicans give them any reason to. The president has managed to escape the charge of being only interested in the big guys since September 11th and his actions since then, but his colleagues in Congress have not. There's a recent Gallup poll that shows that Republicans in Congress care, the respondents say, Republicans in Congress care much more about big corporations than they do about ordinary people. And the Democrats will keep it in the public eye as much as they can. That's the reason that you see somebody like Daschle calling for the resignation of SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt, because that gets headlines and that keeps it all out there.
So what will Congress do?
Well, there'll be a whole lot of noise, as you can well imagine. Today, the WorldCom execs go to before the House Financial Services Committee. But I think that when the Sarbanes bill comes before the Senate this week, that it passes overwhelmingly. And then the question is, of course, what happens when the House and Senate go to conference on these bills, because the House has already passed one that doesn't have some of these teeth in it. And already you're getting reports that big contributors, particularly from these accounting companies, are trying to get to the conference and weaken any of the bills. You know, the president, I think if he was smart politically, he will say he's just not having it, that he wants a tough bill and that he supports it. I think that inoculates him and pulls the rug out from under the Democrats. It'll make some Republicans mad and could be a problem for him down the road, but nowhere near as big a problem, Bob, as if consumer and investor confidence keep dropping and drop so low that the economy goes in the tank. That's what he really has to worry about.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.